America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go, hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for joining us. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout and NFL executive. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. He's ready for the storm. Look at that. He's got a coat on with whole deal. Wolchuk and Chiafalo are here, and Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How the heck you guys doing?
It's so funny. We just how about our on the spot evaluations of like students throwing footballs?
Yeah,
they're Coastal Carolina.
They're Coastal Carolina. They're bringing people out of the audience to throw the football, and some lady walked out there and she threw it all right, and then some regular kid walked out there. And then some Rasta man in a soccer jersey walked out, and I was like, oh, this guy's got a soccer jersey on. There's no way he's going to actually throw this football. And then about 5 seconds later, it popped up on the screen, Josh Norman.
Former NFL corner. 12-year vet.
Coastal Carolina.
That's amazing. Yeah.
He started spinning the ball around. I was like, all of a sudden, this guy actually might have something. And then we realized, holy crap, it's Josh Norman. He looked nothing like himself.
It's like, I don't know, man. The Rasta man. Wait. Whoa. Oh, wow. He spun that ball in his hand.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
This guy might have
hold of that thing. And he showed what he could do real quick. And then he absolutely ripped that thing down range.
Yeah.
So that was why we were laughing. If you are watching us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch and YouTube are surprised when it was revealed. This guy with pretty good ball skills.
Josh Norman.
What? Yeah.
Okay. Ready for a big Fun Belt matchup tonight. It's App State at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, the Fun Belt.
Fun Belt.
You got to love the Fun Belt.
Okay. Speaking of college football, a Texas wide receiver, Jonte Cook out of DeSoto. He's out of there. Highly touted recruit. He was number 26 overall in the ESPN 300 for 2023. The sophomore had 8 catches for 137 yards and 2 touchdowns this season. He ranked 6th among Longhorns wide receivers and targets this season, so he's gone.
Yeah.
Must be pretty bitter to like bail while you could win a national championship. You know what I'm saying? But you're not getting the targets, then maybe, you know, that's what time it is in college football these days.
Well, reaching out to some people at Texas, I guess talked to the coaching staff, and he's getting ahead of the portal here. He wanted to get an assurance of kind of where he was going into next year. Did he have an opportunity to be wide receiver one? Coaching staff couldn't give him said assurance, I think is really what kind of broke down here. And he's just going to get a head start of going into the transfer portal, and we'll see where he ends up going. I mean, maybe he stays in the SEC, maybe Ole Miss, maybe LSU looks at him. I know Oregon was going after him pretty hard when it came to recruiting. Oregon and Michigan, I think, might have been his second and third options, but now leaving Texas, that's a bummer because I was excited about Jonte Cook, but Texas has done a good job of adding wide receivers in the transfer portal. Now they're going to lose one.
Transfer portal does not open for underclassmen until December 9th, but he'll probably do all the groundwork ahead of that day. And best of luck to him. Best of luck to the Longhorns. They still have their 5 best wide receivers here going into the final month of the season. Okay, news came in last night, little later than we expected, but it arrived in the 5. Yeah. Dak Prescott with the hammy avulsion. But right as our show was wrapping up, it was Todd Archer posting an interesting piece of info. Just a partial avulsion.
Yeah.
No surgery required. Although I guess it's still optional. Dak's getting second options today from people, but I think that's good news. And they still aren't sure if they're going to put him on the IR, right? So
yeah, I'm sorry to everybody out there. I mean, I had the news. I just didn't want to go with something like that that I couldn't get confirmed. I mean, I was starting to hear whispers about it. I know we talked about it a little bit, and you know, and in our pre-show meeting, I'm like, guys, I got to get this thing confirmed if we can do that. And you know, good for Jane for getting it done. You know, she getting the information out there. But yeah, that was a pretty significant injury when you start talking about stuff's being torn away from the tendon and things like that. So hopefully everything works out for Dak and they make the right decision on him and his future when it comes to that injury.
With the IR deal, why you wouldn't just put him on IR is because then he can't be with the team, basically, right? Like, he can't be there at practice. He can't travel with the team. He can't be part of meetings. Like, that all goes into the IR rules.
That's a rule I need to reach out. I like what you just did. They've changed these rules on the IR. Before we've seen guys like with the whole situation with Tony Romo, if you go back to that when Dak in 2016,
yeah,
you know, I mean, I think that he could have been around and stuff. I just remember being in the building there at the Star and always never seeing Tony out there working with everybody else.
How does it work with the emergency quarterback? Until you sign another QB, he could just kind of stay on the roster, right? And be your third QB?
Yeah, you just have him inactive.
Yeah, he would be inactive.
He'd be in the Trey Lance role.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, Trey Lance is talking today. He says he's looking forward to helping the team in any way he can if called upon. I think, guys, the approach there would have to be maybe on your ninth loss, you go to Trey Lance. What do you think if Dak's not back at that point?
You know,
point?
I like what you just did there, because I was on the break this morning over there with DallasCowboys.com, and we were kind of talking through, you know, that they still believe that they can have a successful season. I think the fan base is like, no, it's time to talk draft and let's go and do something else.
Yeah.
But and we came to the conclusion that the ninth loss would be the one where you just say, okay, you know, now let's try and play. Now, both quarterbacks could potentially net you a compensatory pick in 26, you know, because they would probably, if they played well enough, you might win some games. Could you win enough? Yeah. But maybe Trey Lance were to get an opportunity and put the game some games together, and all of a sudden someone's like, oh, well, maybe, yeah, we'd like to, you know, we think we could work with Trey Lance. He's young enough, this, that, and the other. So I came up with the ninth game. I said, to me, fine. If you want to put Trey Lance in some situations, though, where, you know, hey, it's third down situations, maybe you're going to RPO some stuff.
A little Lance package.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I know Babe Loflenberg was on this morning kind of talking about how rough and all that is. This is where I kind of disagree with Babe on that. I kind of feel like that, you know, you got 20-something coaches over there. This whole time, you know, last year they were trying to learn about Trey Lance. Practices after practice, you know, get your practice squad receivers, get your, you know, running backs, get simulate games if you can with him. You know, to me, this – they should have been doing that last year, learning about the guy. They should be doing it with him right now. You know, they have a little bit better idea, but you should always keep your quarterbacks ready that way. You got all those coaches over there, you know, assistants to the assistants. Have some practices, you know, and the transition shouldn't be that hard. You know, I mean, yeah, it's not playing football games, but you're getting ready to play football games. That's the kind of stuff that Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, these coaches that have, you know, they take their young guys and they just keep working them. Even after practice, they keep doing things. This is not like you're in college football where you got to go to class. You know, this is a job now. You know, you have to be ready when these things happen. And I think that, you know, hopefully that that Mike McCarthy and the staff of 20-some-odd coaches over there have been working with Trey Lance. So coming into it, ain't like he has to get reacclimated to playing football again.
A lot of interesting things, you know, to consider. How much do you play Trey Lance if you're in the final month of the season and Dak is healthy, but you're on 9 losses? Do you play him to try to build chemistry with some of your young offensive linemen and wide receivers for the future, or do you just let him get the rest? You know, and then
that's where I'm at.
Yeah,
you know,
same.
Let him rest.
If we get to December, and I remember when Tony Romo went down in a Carolina game,
Thanksgiving,
the collarbone, he came back, and when that was it, that's when I started getting ready for the draft. And I think that's when they started to kind of feel like, okay, we're not going anywhere. It's an injury. You know, I think you need to figure out. Now, they won't do that because that's how they don't think. You know, they are, you always think, oh, no, we're going to try and win these games. Well, they'll naturally, I think, lose games because of Dak not playing. But if Dak is healthy enough, I don't see any reason why to expose Dak to any more possibilities of playing behind a team that's going nowhere.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I agree with you on that. I just, man, if Dak's healthy and able to play, it's hard to envision that they would actually just not play.
They'll put
play
the TV
him.
Star on. Yeah. You know? Yeah, they'll try to, you know, put the best foot forward in the game. I think that's what the Cowboys would do.
Oh,
yeah.
They absolutely will. Yeah. But to me,
but I agree with where
to me,
your thinking
give me,
is.
To me, if we're going to be bad, give me the eighth pick in this draft. I tell you what, if you're going to be really bad and you're going to win three or four games, where I could get maybe the third or fourth pick, he ain't seeing the field.
Yeah.
If you let me pick in the top of every round, I'm gonna, and a team that drafts and develops, or that's their motto. Yeah.
Amen.
Lose
dude.
Them all.
It's not just about his health. Yeah. It's also about the fact that I'm trying to get the best pick possible.
Yeah.
Why would I play him?
Not just the one pick, all of them.
Yeah.
All the picks.
It makes the draft way better. Plus, you've got the opportunity. You paid your quarterback. Now, I do think you're going to get Shador Sanders, Deion rumors if you're picking that high, and that's a possibility. But now you're also in a position where you can go ahead and be that team like we've seen Chicago do or Carolina.
Look at the Commanders.
You trade back. You trade back. Well, he comes up for a quarterback.
And I think Brian would be excited to be able to get Ashton Jeanty guaranteed in the top five.
Oh, absolutely. If we keep trading back.
Being able to lock that in's huge.
Yeah, I'm already working on that right now.
You got to start getting ahead of that.
I'm way ahead of that right now.
You don't want anybody trading up in front of you.
No, they speak for themselves.
But that's kind of where I think you're at right now. That is, look at the Commanders and where they were picking and stuff and how they were able to take a bunch of picks. Yeah. And now the Commanders are not where they need to be on their defense, but to me they got a good start. You know, by being up there high and picking the way they did, they were able to hit a bunch of picks and kind of help their depth a little bit.
And it would be cool, you know, if you don't want to take a quarterback, but somebody at like 12 does, and they're willing to give you 12 and a bunch of.
I think we're in a mode right now where we look at this football team, and I think I asked you guys this question the other day. You're to the point where you could take any position maybe other than a quarterback, you know, that you could take any position and you would feel good about the pick.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, wow, take an offensive lineman. Great. Take a defensive lineman. Great. Take a corner. Great.
Have needs across the board.
Yeah. It's you know, and if you're picking high enough and you just can just knock guys off as you're doing that, that gets your team going back the right way fast.
We'll see how they do. Philly, Houston, Washington, and then the Giants at least for Cooper Rush probably. You know, I think there is kind of a path to victory with Micah Parsons coming back. And if they go with Rico Dowdle and run the ball more, I think maybe we could see them play a little bit better. They've been in one score games. You know, if they get a couple of breaks here, and that's what I don't want to see. You know, but like what they're going for is kind of possible, I think, if you catch some breaks and get a couple of special teams play. Right now, they're getting no breaks. Okay. Will Deron Bland make it back this season is an interesting thing to track. Once again, a DNP. You know, I think this is a pretty big story, and you have to start thinking about the possibility that maybe he's hit the kind of setback that could keep him out for an extended period.
Yeah, I've reached out, and you know, when he started practicing again, I kind of just let it be. I'm like, okay, he's going to be back, and then that we hear about this setback, and I'm kind of thinking, okay, what was the setback to where now it's did something happen?
Something happened that Friday,
and now you're back to but you're getting to the point now where you know, I'm sure he's, you know, he's in a contract year too. And I'm sure he's trying to want to come back and play.
Is he running off to the side and stuff, doing physical therapy stuff?
That's what I'm trying to kind of figure out, the extent of the injury. Is it even allowing him to be with Britt Brown on the side and do stuff?
I'm concerned with it. I mean, I brought it up yesterday, like, when's the time to really start to panic? And I don't know. I mean, the fact that it seemed like he was going to play against Detroit, we were hearing that. And then Steven told us the setback on the Friday, and ever since then it seemed like this thing's not really progressing at all. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, if he needs to take a year off and you go into year four with him next year and he's ready to rock, then cool. Yeah. But it's, I mean, they haven't ever even gotten to see this Diggs and Bland tandem together at all ever since they gave Diggs the contract. Two games, I think that's all we saw.
Steven joins us Friday. It's usually around 3 o'clock. We'll ask him tomorrow if he can give us an update on that. Very nice win for the Mavs last night. Lucas shot it a bit better. had another 13 assists. Some of the assist totals are crazy.
And some of the passes.
Yeah, dude. The behind the back stuff, the over the shoulder stuff. So it's a lot of fun to watch this team play. Even shorthanded last night, they had more than enough. Irving and Gafford each had 17. 14 guys played at least 3.5 minutes. Super deep team, and everybody got to get involved, and I know they like doing that. Garland's Tyrese Maxey left last night. 76ers loss to the Clippers. Turns out the All-Star has a hammy as well. So a full eval is coming later today, but the team is bracing for Maxey's absence. He's typically played through every injury over the course of his career. He's got the Kobe ability to just be like, yeah, sprained ankle last night. Turns out I'm going to play through it when other people would need a week or two. And as the team's dealing with ailments to Joel Embiid and Paul George, he's trying to play through it, but the 76ers are taking a cautious approach. Hamstring's just not one you can mess with because, you know, if you keep pushing, it can get worse and worse on you. It's not one that you can play through. And then the Stars are finally back in action tonight after their Finland trip, 0-2, and the extended rest they needed on the front and backside of that. They're back in action hosting Chicago tonight over there at the AAC. The puck will drop at 7 o'clock. So hope you have fun out there. It's a hockey town inside that AAC. When
they do a great job.
When they're
good
playing.
Good fans.
Man, I saw Ray Gunn retired from competitive breakdancing. I wonder if all of the Halloween costumes chased her out. You know, maybe that was her sudden her finality with it, the realization.
Yeah, I could see that being the final straw of what has been a very loud internet that she feels at least attacked by this
bullied her.
You know,
yeah. I mean, it's not like you want to attack her. You kind of do feel bad for her, but it's just so freaking hilarious.
So and funny.
It's, right. It's mind-blowing.
The videos truly never get old. Every time they pop up randomly on the timeline, like, I'm personally made happy by it. Like, she should understand how much joy she's actually brought to so many people. Except for the people that didn't get to compete that were probably more qualified to.
I mean, my algorithm on TikTok and Instagram has so many great breakdancers. Yeah. I feel like, you know, you got medalists right and left every time I swipe, you know?
Yeah, but are they going to have a cultural impact the same way that Ray Gunn did? Like, I mean, she's like a top four seed for biggest headline of the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's so impactful they decided we're getting rid of this event for the 2028 Olympics in L.A.
How many people can say that
they
completely ended his sport?
You know? No way.
For the entire world.
Is that really getting rid of it? They really are?
Yeah, they're not bringing it back.
That's pretty rude because there's some great breakers down there in L.A.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, that's where the culture went. It went from Bronx to L.A. when it came to that breaking thing.
Dang, oh, wow. Man.
Like, sure, we're right here at the home of breakdancing. Let's go ahead and pull it. Raygun was that awful. We're not even going to let the real ones do it.
We've recognized her for her greatness bringing breakdancing to Australia. Our job is done here.
Wow. I did like that she said
bringing breakdancing to
an
end.
I kind of feel like she would be a good commentator, though, right?
Absolutely not.
She could be.
Absolutely not.
She could be.
The Aussie accent.
That's the worst take you've ever had. I can't believe you said it.
No, I think she would be. She'd be useful.
No, that's spinning around like a bottle thing with your feet situation. No, whatever made you decide to do that. No, you can't commentate. No, sir. You thought that was a good idea?
She slaps her foot and then does it backwards.
No, get out of here. Don't ever come back. I'm glad you're gone. Hey.
See you later.
Yep, celebrating.
G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. What do we got next, Woolchuck?
It's just some NFL true or fart with these mid-season predictions. That's next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag the Day is coming up in 7.5 minutes. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, contact the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, we've got some midseason predictions here for the rest of the way via The Athletic. I figured, all right, let's go ahead and do this for some NFL true or fart. If you would, please take it away, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart, false, Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, let's start off with our Dallas Cowboys and a prediction for the remainder of the season. This one's fun, Plano Zone. Let's start with you, Mr. Brian Broaddus. True or fart, Brandon Aubrey will set the record for longest NFL field goal.
I'm going to say that is true. I'm going to say there's going to be one of those December games where Bones is going to talk Mike into trying like a 70-yard field goal. Here we go.
Especially at this point, like if the season starts to go out of hand here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why the hell not?
Yeah.
Let's just do
it. It might be a game winner against the Giants.
You got to ride the hot hand with Bones. I mean, his suggestions are
they're quality.
They're rocking right now.
Quality. Got the headset on. He's doing good.
Man.
Yeah, this is going to be like one of the things that they're going to have on the board of things that we can accomplish, fun things that we boxes we can still check off this season, because you're not making the playoffs, you're not winning divisions, all these things, but we could remember the season for setting a record for the local legend, Brandon Aubrey.
On his way to being all pro.
Driving up the price for Todd France.
Yeah, awesome. Pro Bowl highlight for him, yeah.
I'd be excited about this. I think this is a true.
Yeah, this is a true.
Let's make it happen.
This is going to happen.
Long field goal, Dawson. Aubrey.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you guys. Let's break the record.
I think
there's obviously going to be a lot of drive stalling at midfield. You know, plenty of opportunities.
They're going to be playing for this.
Yeah.
And I think they're in it to win it. It might happen this week to beat the Eagles. What do you say, huh? Cooper Rush, game-winning drive, gets him into field goal range. Defense plays phenomenally well. Devontae Smith, maybe he doesn't play. He's nursing a hamstring injury. Next thing you know, the Eagles' offense. Hurts is fumbling all over himself. Maybe you get a defensive touchdown. Maybe Terp scores on a punt or a kick return, huh?
This Terp, he's got contacts now, right?
He can see. Oh, if you missed Kevontae Turpin on the Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham, I encourage you. Go back and listen, because Brad Sham was as shocked as we all were. Kevontae Turpin was playing blind last year. He's talking about he's back there to return these punts and kicks, and it's just like a blurry football. He's trying to track it, and as soon as it starts to fall, he's like, okay, then I can see it. But he has so no...
He's farsighted or nearsighted? What would that be? Did you see it right on your face? That's farsighted?
That would be farsighted. It's the opposite. So if you can see close...
Yeah, it'd be farsighted.
Yeah,
right?
Which is what I have. I could see nearby, but I couldn't... Mm-hmm. Now, thanks to Brooks' eye, now I can see beautifully. Yep. But for the first time, he's wearing contacts.
I need to go see the people at Brooks is what I need to do.
Yeah, you do.
The ball's disappearing on me once it gets within about 5 feet now. It can you need be to get an adventure.
Brooks too.
I do.
It's
I need
amazing.
To go to Brooks pretty bad. Get the updated.
All right, let's go with the team the Cowboys are going to be playing. Filthy. Eric, true or fart, Eagles will win the NFC East for the second time in the Sirianni era.
I'm going fart. I think I'm convinced that the Commanders are definitely better than the Eagles at this point. I think they're going to take it.
Yeah, I feel like they got the mojo, and that's worth something. And Philadelphia is now looking good, but they're a pretender coming off a pathetic portion of their schedule. And for the second year in a row, they are going to stumble down the stretch. And, I think it's Washington's year, Wolchuk. I think that's going to start to develop November 14th. in Philly. That's a Thursday night game hosting the Commanders.
Yeah, and then they follow that up with the Rams in Los Angeles, and then they follow that up with the Ravens. Yeah. That's gonna be real truth serum time on these Eagles, and that's when they will be found out.
Yeah, I kind of like this Commanders winning this thing because I still see Dallas on this schedule twice, and then I also see Tennessee on the schedule. I see the Saints on this schedule. The tough one's going to be they've got a matchup with the Falcons at home on December 29th before they play the Cowboys.
Be a good one. But could be a seeding type pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Two division winners.
I see a lot of winnable games for the Commanders.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah, that's a fart there. All right, Eric, how about this? This was one of the more boldest of the bold predictions second half of the season. Dolphins will be competing for a wild card spot in week 18. Apparently, even though they're 2-6, Jim Aiello, who covers the Dolphins for the Athletics, says they got one of the easiest remaining schedules in the NFL. And the AFC, kind of top-heavy here. So the Dolphins could go on a run with Tua back and put themselves in position to be in the hunt for week 18.
Oh, man. I guess you could say true to be in the hunt, but in no way at any point will anybody really be thinking the Dolphins have a true shot at it. They will be in the hunt graphic because the way it lays out, almost everybody is for a good chunk of time. So they will remain there, but they still have to they still have to play the Packers. They still have to play the Texans. They still have to play the Niners. They still have to play the Rams.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And every time Tua takes the field, his health is at risk. You know, he has not proven that he knows how to stay in the mix. So even if they play well, I feel like that's always hanging over him as a risk.
That's a fart.
That's a fart for sure. Okay, Brian brought us.
Yep.
Justin Herbert will be MVP of the second half of the season.
Man, they're playing pretty well right now. Like what
Plenty
the coach
football.
Is doing.
Plenty
for, yeah, they're doing
Justin
really good on
Herbert,
defense.
Justin Herbert.
I'm going to say fart on that.
That's a massive fart. There's as long as Patrick Mahomes is in this league, nobody else will be the most valuable player. They might play well for a while, but they're not as good as Patty.
Yeah, that is as big of a cheek flapper, I believe, that we've ever had here.
Football flatulence, Wolchuk.
Yeah, that's a stinky one. That's a big time fart right there. All right,
what about your kid at the Commanders?
Jaden Daniels? Yeah. You can make an argument he's MVP right now.
Oh, Roy.
You think so?
Oh, he'll definitely get offensive rookie of the year for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's
a shoe.
I mean, Lamar Jackson right now is your MVP.
Yeah. I just kind of wonder. I mean, this might be something kind of where if all of a sudden the Commanders find a way.
I think you could see
Commanders all of a sudden
love.
Are like 2-seed this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe? We'll see.
He would deserve votes.
Lamar has the head-to-head, though, on him.
How about Goff?
He does. Goff. I think Josh Allen is going to get some votes. Yeah. I wonder, like, when you start to see a guy stack up MVPs like Lamar Jackson, do they then look to just vote for somebody else?
That's
the guy's already won two.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
We'll have a college football darty coming up here in about 10 minutes. Right now, time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your cheap dive of the day.
Boom, shot. Oh, that's the wrong segment. All right, our winner so far comes from the Metroplex. His name is Bubba Dub. On fire on the internet. He's a comedian, too. He travels the country telling his jokes. He's a Cowboys fan, or once was. He sold his team up the river. Said they're too bad. Got rid of them. He's a Bills fan now, even though last night I seen him with Baltimore. I seen him with a Baltimore jersey on. So I guess he's still, going around kissing frogs, see if he can find his prince. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, here's Bubba Dub. He's standing on business, though. He is done with the Cowboys.
You damn right I switched team. I make a business decision. Before I even go in on Dak's side, I want Kirk Cousins tested for STDs allegedly. They tell me to down there blue flame, giving him everything he wants, and I don't like it.
Won't.
Dallas Cowboys done went down there and got their ass tore off the bone again. Dak ain't do a motherfucking thing today. Dak Prescott a $60 million lemon. The went there signed that big contract and trick Jerry Jones. That lemon, Jerry. Now his hamstring. Ain't nothing wrong with your hamstring. Your it hurt.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nothing wrong with Dak Prescott hamstring. His coochie is hurt. Well, since your this show, go get in some vinegar. Put vinegar in your bath water, Dak. Been going through all week. Y'all done left Ezekiel Elliott, fat ass at home. Good. Leave him now.
Good.
Matter of fact, release him. Cowboy fan holding on. What the hell y'all holding on to? Ain't nothing now.
I mean, this is even before we got the news that the thing was off the bone.
Yeah, he had it wired.
He had it wired.
Yeah.
Insider.
Oh, bro, how did you know? How did you know? All right, let's see here. I was on a treadmill to this one.
Nice. Little Rod Stewart. what were you channeling here? What are you channeling here?
Oh, I was doing the most. It was almost like I was voguing at some point. I was getting it done.
Yeah, yeah, you were. You were walking the catwalk. You were catwalking it.
So sexy. I felt like Drake or something. Let's see here. All right, let's go to Stanford University. Men's soccer. Wolchuk sent me this one right here. So did my man Pedro.
Oh, hell yeah.
They were playing Notre Dame. They had a walk-off win.
All right.
This kid named Dylan Hooper had a Chef Curry half-court shot. Now, I know it's not a court, but it's Chef Curry-ish. Now, what is it? What is it, midfield?
Yeah.
In soccer? Midfield. Midfield. Midfield shot. Okay, on the other side, bro. Nailed it for the win.
Ferguson draws level. Here's a Hail Mary of a shot that... Oh! Unreal!
Yeah.
Hooper! 1 second left! You gotta be kidding me!
I've never seen anything like this.
All right.
Bad guy. He did it like that. Shout out to that girl at the very end saying she's never seen anything like this. She's probably 18.
Yeah.
All my years.
Yeah.
It was just like that defensive back for the Bears last week, right? That had to have been what the goalkeeper was doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, talking to the crowd.
Ooh,
celebrating. Yeah.
Gosh, he gets right over the top.
Ouch. Ouch.
Stanford Notre Dame game, too. Wow.
Let's see here. What else we got? Let's go to Atlanta. Atlanta Hawks player Trae Young. He had a message for the Knicks fans that were in Atlanta last night. It was a whole lot of Knicks fans, and they were being loud and obnoxious like New Yorkers are supposed to be. I love it.
They hate him, too.
They hate him.
Yeah, they hate him. He had a message for him on the big mics.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Right, that was Big Tigger who was interviewing him. And Big Tigger had like an Atlanta Hawks patch on his shirt. Big Tigger worked for the Atlanta Hawks now?
I guess. We've seen him on Radio Row a couple of times doing his show there.
Really? I thought he was like a D.C. guy. Now he's down there getting that Atlanta money South.
I think he does afternoon drive.
Yeah.
In the South. Or as PMC would call it, it's East Coast, man. I had to change my watch, man. Had to change. It's different time. You in the Eastern time zone, man. Let's see here. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. And Benny Hinn. Touch. Where you at, Benny Hinn? I ain't seen you in a minute. You guys ever heard this song? I love it too when they sing it in church. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power and to the Lord. You ever heard that?
Top tenor for you?
I'm sure I have.
Oh, it's so good. I love when they sing that one.
Do that 8 a.m. service where we don't sing.
Get in and get out.
Just for that reason.
You're sing-free environment at your church?
We are 45 minutes on the dot.
We get in and get out?
Car wash.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah. Put your money here and let's go on.
Brought us to negotiate. Church Express.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Anyway, that song. I love this song. But anyway, this girl right here, she was on the key of U flat.
Now we know that we have three parts. The men sing one, the ladies have a beautiful hallelujah, and the altos sing another part. So let's see if you can follow us.
Good luck.
Salvation. Thank you, water. Chief.
Clear.
Let me give you a pitch. Let me give you one. Hallelujah.
Nailed it.
Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God.
A little pitchy.
Yeah, she just wasn't ready. Too bad it's like in front of people. That's supposed to be Wednesday after church where the, you know, the choir practices.
You work that stuff out.
Exactly. You work that out.
Yeah.
You work that
That's
out.
That's not a game day decision right there.
Nah. And this one too right here, speaking in jazz tongues.
And I just want to say thank you one more time.
Yeah, juking the devil. Got him.
Cab Calloway there.
Put the devil in a spin cycle right now.
Is it Bubba Dubby switched sides and called out Dak? Is it the Stanford men's soccer goal? Unreal shot from Hooper there from beyond midfield. Is it Trey Young with a message for the New York fans out there? Or the Church Singers combo platter? I'm going to vote for little Trey Young here for me, Chief.
Give me the champ.
Lucius?
Yeah, riding with the champ, man.
Boy.
I'll go with Trey Young.
This is a good cardio song, I'm telling y'all. Put that, boy, you just be working. You feel that beat? Boom. Yep. Keep the feet moving. Let's go, girls, come on. Beat it up.
Feels like about a 7.5 minute mile or so. Brian? Yeah.
I can just
put me down
Lucius
for 10.
Give me Trey Young here on this.
By a score of 3-2, your new Jeep Bag of the Day champion, the pride of Oklahoma and Atlanta. Trey Young there. Okay, coming up next to your G-Bag Nation, I think we got a college football darty, Chief.
Yeah, who would be your Heisman vote right now? 877-881-1053, and there's a reporter that misread the room with Kirby Smart. That's next year in the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. NFL News of the Day coming up at 3 o'clock. Time now for a college football darty, Chief. Take it away.
All right, 877-881-1053. Who would be, if you were voting today, who would you turn the card in for your Heisman vote? Because, of course, everybody talks about it plenty. Travis Hunter's talking about it, and the two-way monster that he is at Colorado makes a pretty good case. He's like, we've never seen a player that plays both ways, and I'm going to just keep hammering home that point. And he's doing them both at an extremely high level, and he's already sitting down talking with Shadur on the Travis Hunter show, and they are talking about what his speech is going to look like, and he said that he was going to wear a particular watch just for Shadur so that he can do the Shadur
kind
of watch celebration deal. So he's already got that plan. He's like, going to make sure that shouting out the team, because there's no way I could get this award without my guys. But he's definitely championing himself. Now, Ashton Jeanty has a fair case, Cam Ward right now, and there's plenty of time for anybody to really step up and make a play. But I think he's right, like with how good he's been on both sides of the ball, and he's got 757 receiving yards and 8 touchdowns. He averages 95 receiving yards a game. So, I mean, that right there is pretty impressive. And then on the flip side, he's also a pretty lockdown corner. And his teams look pretty good. You know, they might make the playoff.
I think he had over 150 yards receiving, and then he had 4 passes defensed against Cincinnati, if I remember that right. So, yeah, he's... I'll make a case for Dylan Gabriel at Oregon.
Okay. He's third right now. It's Travis Hunter and Cam Ward.
Cam Ward's tied as
the favorites.
I will say this, though. I think that you look at what Dylan Gabriel has done in the revamped Big Ten, the Ohio State victory. I mean, a little bit better competition, I think, than what they even had to deal with, you know, in some Pac-12 stuff.
Yeah, certainly more than what Cam Ward and Miami have had to deal with.
Yeah, I feel like, man, Oregon just looks like an unbeatable team right now, and I think he's a big part of that.
Hunter's the player you watch, though, and it's just like undeniable. It's his individual greatness.
I think the fact that he plays both positions, or he plays two ways in this day and age, I think is what makes him so unique. But
will he be the top rated corner?
Let me, tonight I get started on film. I'm going to go early. I've decided that I'm not going to wait till December 1st anymore. I'm starting early tonight. So we're going to get on this film.
Tonight is the night?
Yeah, tonight's the night.
Oh, what a night. Thursdays.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Thursdays. And
Thursdays, yeah, but I'm going to start, like I say, I'm going to start and then get to the December 1st. I used to wait to December 1st. Now I'm going on Thursdays because the other, like, Tuesdays and Wednesdays I watch tape, pro tape.
Yeah.
And now I got to watch college tape. Tonight we're using my off night of tape, but now I'm going to start picking it up.
Okay, I like what you're doing. So how are you going about, how are you going to attack it?
Well,
do you know who your first couple players are tonight?
You know what? I'm going to look at, I've got a couple of lists. I got a list I'm going to get from Dane Brugler, a top 100. And I'm also, PFF has a top 100 list as well. And so I'm going to kind of look.
You
I'm going
to go back and forth.
I'm going to go down. I'm going to try and, I'm not going to look at just one position. I'm going to go bup, 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 and just try and knock out as many guys as I can, you know, till we get to the draft show there in January.
Well, that's really exciting. That means every football Friday henceforth.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, you know, have like a player report for who you watched the night before.
Yeah, what player caught your eye?
Geez, tomorrow might be Travis Hunter Day because he might be sitting
it
right there at the top of the board for these guys.
Yeah, I think Cam Ward leads the NCAA in touchdown passes. He's second in completion.
He could get 40 touchdown passes this year.
Team's undefeated. Yeah. You're leading your conference. Like, Travis Hunter's 17th in the country in receiving yards. Dylan Gabriel's nowhere in the top. He's 13th in the country in passing touchdowns. He's not in the top 10 in passing yards.
But if you look at him, he's almost 75% completion percentage.
I get it.
And he is with the number one team in the country.
100%. But Heisman loves their stats. And I think it's Cam Ward's in the driver's seat right now. But the both ways stuff with Travis Hunter is rare. It's special. And he's absolutely going to be a finalist.
How many yards do you think he's thrown for in his career?
Who? Dylan Gabriel?
And he's a six-year
Cam
guy.
Ward. I mean, last year at Oklahoma, he had a Heisman caliber season.
Yeah, he's thrown for over 17,000 yards in his career.
Damn, that's amazing.
He's a six-year player.
Yeah.
But he's thrown for 17,530 yards.
Gabriel?
Gabriel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Compiler.
Second all time.
We're looking up Dane Brugler's top 50. In his top seven players, he has two corners, two edges, two wide receivers, and a defensive tackle. So it'll be a good year to be in the top seven if that's where the Cowboys find themselves.
There you go.
Good place. Hunter, by the way, the second corner behind this Will Johnson guy at Michigan. I don't know if you'll have the same evaluation.
The kid at East Carolina, there was
the ACL.
Blew out his knee. Yeah. Man, he was the top corner on a lot of boards, and I think he's probably that's not going to be the case anymore. Yeah,
that's a sad deal. Okay, now let's go ahead and get to Kirby Smart. Of course, this is a big week. This is a big week in the SEC.
Yeah.
Bama, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And this is not a time to be farting around in the
Bama
in
LSU.
It's Bama LSU this week.
Florida, Texas.
And Florida just announced that they're keeping their coach, by the way. Billy Napier
survived the hot seat.
I cannot believe he got out of the hole that he dug himself into at the start of this season.
The hardest schedule in the country was Billy Napier.
Just play Georgia tough, and I guess your fans are like, you know what? One more year.
I mean, that makes you feel pretty good.
It does.
Makes you feel pretty good. But you have Georgia and Ole Miss, another big SEC matchup this week, and
Oxford, I believe.
This is another tough road test for Georgia. But they are. You have one guy in the press conference teeing up a visor question because you know how much of a visor guy he is. And the reporter asked the question, maybe ill timed, but Kirby wasn't really trying to answer it.
Because it is such a big week football-wise. But a fan was asking about, and I thought it was a good question, you're a visor guy. And you're pretty rough on your visors, especially during the games. I'm sure you are in practice, too. So kind of what's the process, if you could just shed a little light on that?
No process. It's whatever they give me. So for the game, they put one down there, and I wear it. And then I take it off after the game. The next game, there's another one there. There's two or three sitting in my office, and I just get one before I go to practice. I don't waste a lot of energy on things like that. Sorry.
Guy thought he was going to get really good response.
That's awesome.
Steve Spurrier type response. Didn't get it, right?
He said, you and that fan are idiots. Yeah.
Both of y'all. To think that I have the 15 seconds that it would take to coordinate my hat and my shirt, you are out of your mind. You realize how difficult it is to do what I do?
Hey.
That's a football dedicated guy.
I saw Jason Garrett do it for 10 years. The same shorts, the same shirt.
Wow. Every day, like Monday through Saturday, it was the same look.
Every day.
Getting his Steve Jobs going.
Yeah, the long sleeve blue dry fit with the pants. Every day. You talk about there was some thought. Like, yeah.
You simplify it.
Yeah. He just I'm just going to wear same damn thing every day is what he was doing.
Leaves like more cartoon character.
Brain space for efficiency. Efficiency. You know, and trust in your process.
Getting that, yeah.
It's good leadership.
It is.
Time is precious. Jay-Geezy. You got to spend it wisely.
Speaking of leadership, you keep talking about Oregon and you feel like they're unbeatable, Broadus. Yeah. And I know, Walchuk, you've already kind of put in the call. Dan Lanning as the next Cowboys head coach doesn't seem like you'd be too upset about that.
The guy's lost, two games in
incredible.
3 years?
No, he's legit.
He's just like an awesome college coach and the transition to the pros wouldn't work out well, but there's something about him.
He's doing like gladiator bits within his speeches and stuff, Maximus Decimus Meridius style. No joke. The videos are awesome. Yeah. But he also, before the game versus Michigan, right before kickoff.
Oh, you're talking my language.
are you not entertained?
You would see if he's doing this. Like yeah. Trojans, you know?
That's true.
Not
that's
ducks.
True. It's his dream job. Yeah.
But he told his team, like, hey, they're by the end of the game, they're like, just wait. They're going to be leaving early. They were at the big house and they were like, hey, we're going to make these fans leave early. Watch. And so towards the end of the game, when it was pretty out of hand and it started emptying, he called a timeout just to gather his guys around and say, look around. I told you they were all going to be leaving.
This is what you did. This is, gosh, who doesn't want to play for this guy?
Moment. Yeah.
That's petty. That's petty right there.
Oh, it's strong.
Yeah. Don't we love it just a little
Chef's
bit?
Chef's kiss.
Though?
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Dan Lanning. He is, it's a good year to be a Dan. Dan Campbell, Dan Lanning, two top flight coaches right now.
Well done. There he is, Eric Chiafalo, hammering out a college football darty there for you on a thirsty Thursday here in the nation. Okay, a little NFL news today coming up, Walchuk.
Drug test, dad jokes, and another former Cowboy that needs to be in the Hall of Fame. That's next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.